Do you realize the only way to secure the benefits of the Christian gospel is through personal dealing with Jesus Christ? If you believe not that I am He, you shall die in your sins. These words were spoken plainly, and it almost seems bluntly, by the Lord Jesus Christ to the people who were listening to Him. There could be no doubt of their meaning. It's just as plain as day. Listen to it again. If you believe not that I am He, you shall die in your sins. Now, it's a common understanding that Jesus Christ came to save sinners. We call Him the Savior. And we do that because that's what He came to do. He came to save His people from their sins. We call Him the Deliverer. And that is true. He came to deliver men from sin and to deliver men from the powers of wickedness and from the power of darkness. He came to deliver. Again, we call Him the Redeemer. And that's true. He redeems the souls of those who put their trust in Him. With all those names, then, we're very clear in the fact that Jesus Christ really came to seek and to save the lost. And we say about Him in the words of John the Baptist, that He is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. But lately, in our own time, I'm sure this has happened before, but more recently, a further notion has been developed and brought to the front that somehow all men will be forgiven. And you get the impression that because Jesus Christ died, everybody will be saved. Now, it is true. The Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish. But we seem to completely forget the words of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself when He said, "Wide is the gate, and broad the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go thereat." Just after He had said that straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The Lord Jesus Himself made the statement, and you remember it very well. Many are called, few are chosen. Now, any such idea as to that we around amongst us today, that God will somehow save everybody because Christ Jesus died for all men, any such ideas would be clearly and immediately corrected as we study in our lesson for today. We're going to turn in the Gospel of John to the 8th chapter. If you have your Bibles with you, and if you haven't got them already open, open them now in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 8. We're going to look at verses 21 to 27. And you're going to notice in these verses the way in which it is put that the Lord Jesus points out a very definite difference between the thinking of the public, what they had in mind, and the truth as it really was. And here you find, for instance, in verse 21, and these words are clear the way they read, although they may be very profound when it comes to trying to understand them. This is what I read in verse 21. "I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come." Then said the Jews, "Will he kill himself because he saith, whither I go, you cannot come?" He said unto them, "You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am He, you shall die in your sins." Then said they unto Him, "Who art thou?" And Jesus saith unto them, "Even the same as I said unto you from the beginning, I have yet many things to say to judge of you, but He that sent me is true. I speak to the world those things which I have heard of Him." Then understood they understood not that He spoke to them of the Father. These words, then, are the passage that I want to draw your attention to, in which you will see that the Lord is noting a definite difference between the thinking of the people who were talking to Him, that I'm going to call the public, and the actual truth as it is. Notice how this difference comes up. He says, "I go my way." That's one thing. "You shall seek me shall die in your sins," that's another. The way to understand this in your own mind is that when the Lord Jesus is going his way, they're not coming that way. They're not living that way. I go my way, and that was in the spiritual world. You shall seek me, and that's in the natural world, and shall die in your sins because they were still in the natural world. Remember, here is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to human beings. The Lord Jesus Christ actually is the Son of God, and he actually has in him the life of God. Eternal life is actually in the Lord Jesus Christ. These people talking to him are human people. They are human beings, and they belong together as human beings, and they're going to seek him as a human being. You shall seek me, so to speak, on your level, from your point of view, and shall die in your sins. You won't find any relief. And so far as you're concerned, you're still in your sins, so you'll die in them. Meaning it won't be any change so far as you're concerned. You'll go right on the rest of your days, and you'll die right where you are right now, so far as you're concerned. Whither I go, that's one thing. That's in the spiritual world. You cannot come. They were unregenerate people. They were not born again. They were the people living in this world, natural human beings. And here is the way in which the Lord Jesus has emphasized to these people this matter of two different worlds. Let me point this out again in verse 21. I go my way. This is in the spiritual. This is living the life of God. This is having God living in you. You shall seek me. That is the way the people were. Now, the people were natural. They were filled with the things of nature. And they were going to seek him as a human being. They were going to look upon him as a man. And they would die in their sins, meaning they would remain just as they were. They were already due to die in their sins. They weren't going to die in their sins as any penalty because they were seeking him. They weren't going to die in their sins because somehow God had become impatient with them. No. But they were going to die in their sins because they were still in the flesh, and they were still human beings. So he goes on to say, whither I go, that's in the spiritual realm, you cannot come, because they were still in the natural realm. This is a matter of two different worlds. And in verse 23, he goes right on talking about this. He says to them, he said unto them, you are from beneath. This is the way of indicating, gesturing earth rather than heaven. I am from above. This is the way of pointing up to heaven rather than earth. You are of this world. And there he's pointing again to them in this world. You are of this world. He's pointing here to the origin of their earthly human nature and the nature, the kind of human beings they were, the goals that they had, that they were striving toward, the outlook that they contained in their minds, and the destiny that was before them. You are of this world. Every idea they had, they got out of this world. This is where they belong. And they were just people, human beings of the flesh. And these people were the ones who would never be able to understand him. So he says again, I am not of this world. I did not originate here. I didn't have my ideas here. I am not employing the forces of this world. In all this, the Lord is emphasizing that their natural condition made it impossible for them to share the benefits which he could provide to such as had received him as Savior and Lord and thus were born again. Now look to verse 24 where you see all this set out again. When he says, I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. This is reiterated. Now when he says you shall die in your sins, again let me point out, this is not an arbitrary punishment. He's not going to make them die because they failed to believe in him. This is a continuation of their natural selves. This is what they were due to do before he ever came along, before they ever saw him, before they ever heard of him. As human beings living the way in which they did, they were headed for death because that was in the world where they lived. Now, they could have gotten out of it by being born again, but as long as they were in themselves, natural human beings, they would come to their natural human destiny, which would be to die in their sins. In other words, being in their sins, as it was, in their human natures, they were in their sins, in their human nature sins. There was no relief in sight. They would never be able to get out of it in themselves. They have no other prospect because they do not believe in him, and have not received the spiritual truth, and haven't come over into the spiritual things of the Lord Jesus Christ, they have no other prospect than simply to be left in the condition they were in the plight that they were in. And here then is the gist of the whole gospel. This is the very meaning of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ lives in another world. Now, he's walking in this world, but he is living in another world than our human world. He is living in the world of God. He is related to God. When we believe in him and we receive him as our Savior and Lord, God begets us to himself as children in a second birth. We are begotten of the Word and of the Spirit, born again of the Word and of the Spirit. And that's the way in which it is referred to a number of times over in the New Testament. And so, being born again of the Word and in the Spirit, having in us a new creature, which is the new person in Christ Jesus, we have then two natures in us. We have the old man we were born with, and the new man that has now been made alive in Christ Jesus. And now the truth of the matter is that by dying in the flesh, as we have when we received Jesus Christ as our Savior, by dying in the flesh, we are delivered from the sins of the self, because the sins of the self are lodged in the flesh. And this is where the sin is. If we're delivered from the flesh, then we're delivered from the sin. And this is the secret of the privilege and of the freedom that is possible in the Christian life. We can leave these sinful tendencies and sinful practices behind us when we turn to the Lord. Our God and Heavenly Father, add thy blessing to our understanding. Help us to grasp this great truth and encourage us to find our hearts and our minds stayed upon thee. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.